Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now to that startling breaking news this evening. RTE News has learned that the organised cyber crime group that has attacked the HSE and the Department of Health has provided a decryption key. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has the story. What can you tell us about this, Paul?
Well, Cormac, this decryption key was provided this afternoon. It's now being checked by the commercial IT specialist company that's employed by the HSE, but there's some evidence that the key works. Now, the decryption tool may be able to unlock the data that was disabled by the ransomware inserted by the criminal gang, but it won't be used on HSE systems until the IT specialists are certain it doesn't contain any other malware, and it will not further damage the HSE or the health systems. It'll be first tested on virtual systems by the IT specialists employed by the HSE. However, while this is a development and while this may help the HSE to restore the data and restore the information and get the systems up and running quicker, there is a major caveat here that the organised cybercrime group still have the stolen data. They can still put the confidential patient information and medical records into the public domain, and they can still sell that information on to other criminals who can in turn use it for extortion and blackmail.
And do they know very briefly, Paul, how long it will take them to check if this is the real deal?
We don't. They're going to have to carry out a thorough check. It'll be at least a few days. A message was put online purporting to come from the ransomware gang this afternoon, saying that they had provided the decryption tool to the network for free, but warning and threatening that they still will publish a lot of private data if you don't, quote, try to resolve the situation. But the government has insisted again today it will not pay any ransom for the data.
Okay, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thank you very much indeed for that update. To get some reaction to that breaking news, let's talk to Professor Kieran Martin, who was the founding chief executive of the National Cyber Security Centre in the UK. Professor Martin, good to talk to you again, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. You've heard the breaking news there. They're providing a decryption code for free. Is this unusual practice?
This is unusual if a ransom has not been paid. And the first thing I would say is that any instant reaction from anyone without first-hand knowledge of what's going on, which I don't have, should be treated with great caution. But it is highly unusual for a decryption key to be provided if a ransom hasn't been paid. Of course, the government has maintained that it hasn't paid a ransom, and we should take that at face value. So why they would have done this is open to speculation. Ransomware works best when it's invisible, when people pay quietly. So the choice of a state healthcare system was somewhat unusual because it creates a national crisis in a glare of publicity. So it may be, just as we've seen with Colonial Pipelines in the US, where there's been some disruption and discontent amongst these various ransomware groups, that actually they're feeling a bit of heat. Mm-hmm. Because why on earth are they stopping people getting access to healthcare and so forth? So it may be that they've chosen to provide a decryption key for that reason. Having said all that, as the crime correspondent just said, we have to treat what will happen as a result of the provision of this key with great caution until we know more.
There is a risk, of course, that there is malware on the decryption key as well, which is why the Irish experts are being so careful on testing it first on a virtual system. I also see that the Irish Times is now reporting that a decryption key was used successfully in a German hospital system last year. The University Hospital Dusseldorf was able to use the decryption key, it says, to unlock its files and recover its system, and no ransom was paid there. So could this be a sign of hope, I wonder, Kieran?
Well, possibly, but again, let's treat everything with caution. The experts working for the Irish government are absolutely right to treat the key and test it before deploying it on systems. But the other thing, decryption keys are provided on payment of ransoms, so that when the next person gets and the next organisation gets extorted, they can prove that they will decrypt if the ransom is paid. But the question, as well as whether or not there's malware on it, the question is how effective will the decryption key be? As various cybersecurity experts have pointed out, ransomware isn't like flicking on a switch. You don't just suddenly lock people out of systems, and then when they pay for a key, you just flick it back on again. It damages the system. So if you look across the Atlantic at Colonial Pipeline, they paid $4.4 million in ransom. They got a decryption key, but it still didn't get the pipeline back up and running very quickly. And today they're admitting that they've incurred tens of millions of dollars of further damage, and they still can't invoice their customers. So sometimes it works quickly, sometimes it doesn't. So let's treat this news with caution and support the experts in their really important work.
So let's say the decryption key does work, notwithstanding what you say about the possible difficulties, but let's say it does work and the ransom is not paid, and they still hold that threat over the Irish authorities and Irish citizens, of course, and patients, that private data could be divulged publicly from next Monday. That's still, no matter what happens this evening, is still hanging over people. Is it open to them, once the Irish experts get the system up and running again, is it open to the cyber hackers to rehack the system through the same vulnerability, I wonder?
Well, there are two issues here. One is, I mean, there's always the risk of secondary hacking, and that has happened in a number of ransomware cases in the past, although, of course, now that those running HSE systems will have some knowledge of how it has happened, they can close off the specific way in which this intrusion happened. But the point about the data is important. First of all, there are no circumstances in which the risk of the data leak will now be removed. If you pay the ransom, the hackers may say that they're not going to publish the data, but they've still got a copy of it, even if they ostensibly return it to you. You can't tell whether or not they've made a copy. So that risk is there for all time. Having said all that, and this is key, we shouldn't overreact to this risk. We don't know what data they may or may not have copied. They may have only copied little bits of the strategically unimportant information. They may only have small amounts of very sensitive information. And also, it's where and when they publish it. It would be unusual for a very large data set to be dumped onto the public internet. There are gradations here, so we shouldn't, whilst we will never remove the risk now that the hack has happened of data being published, it's not the case that there is this existential risk of the large-scale publication of huge amounts of very personal citizen data for all time. It's much more complex and much more nuanced than that.
How likely is it, can I ask you, and we were talking to the Russian ambassador just moments ago, how likely is it that diplomatic or political influence, shall we say, from Ireland or the European, the United Nations Security Council, or indeed the European Union, on Moscow, and then on Moscow via the hackers, would that be likely to cause them to provide a decryption key?
No. In the short term, I don't think diplomatic pressure will make much difference. It's easy for the Russian state, as we heard on the program just before this conversation, it's easy for the Russian state to brazen it out. Mm-hmm. I think this is a medium and long-term issue. Russia is harboring serious organized cyber criminality. There is an abundance of evidence in that from all over the world. The US are now seized of that. I'm afraid the European Union, sadly, punches well below its economic weight on cybersecurity, and nothing of any import happens in global cybersecurity without the Americans being involved. The Americans are now, for the first time at federal government level, really seized of this problem. The Americans have long been concerned about Russian state-directed hostile actions against America and its allies, but now, because of the pipeline and the fact that, you know, in the last 2 weeks, the cost of petrol on the East Coast has rocketed and people have been panic buying and so forth, the US is now very seized of the problem of Russian harbored cyber criminality. So I think it's really worth the Irish state engaging with Washington on its experience and trying to apply some pressure to Russia that this won't happen again. But I think in the short term, it won't have any impact.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for your reaction, Professor Kieran Martin, who was the founding chief executive of the National Cyber Security Centre in the UK. And in the last moment or two, the Irish government has issued a statement in relation to the breaking news. It says the government is aware that a decryption tool has been made available online, which may support the ongoing work to repair the impact of the cyber attack on the HSE's IT systems, which caused huge disruption to our health services. While this is, of course, an encouraging development, the detailed programme of work to repair and restore the IT systems still needs to be carried out. The teams of people engaged in this important work will continue to carry it out. The statement from the government goes on to say every effort is being made to restore important aspects of the HSE's IT infrastructure as soon as possible, and the focus remains very firmly on restoring medical services for the many thousands of patients in need of them. It needs to be emphasised that the government has not paid a ransom and will not pay a ransom in respect of this crime. This has been the firm position of the government from the outset, and we will continue to maintain that position. So says a statement in the last number of moments from the Irish government.